What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. I'm 100% clueless. I don't know what Squarespace is. So that shows you how in the dark I am. So I want it where somebody makes a website, makes my website, and then I can update it, and then that's it. I can't make the goddamn thing. Prangio says, I think I can help you. I'll email you later today. Just as long as you're not shitty. I mean, if you take a look at your work and go, it's okay. Fuck you. No. But someone's getting hired. Man Bun Chris says it's a website provider. They give you templates to choose from and you can edit it. Oh, man. I don't know. I don't want to end up looking like Donut Dan. All right. Where was I? I don't know. I don't know what's going on today. The ADHD is running wild. Man Bun Chris says we use a provider for our website at Mr. FC, and it's customizable, looks real good. Okay. Put it out as a challenge to your students. Best website redesign gets extra credit. Yoda World says, I've only ever done WordPress, and it seems like that's on its way out. My current site is WordPress. That I know. If you are getting this show on Facebook, YouTube, or Kick, I'm about to kick you out. If you want the rest of the show, you have to get it at twitch.tv/EricZaneLive. I haven't yet showed you the football video. That's where my brain is today. It's just running around like an idiot. Got distracted by Dan's awful website. Twitch.tv/EricZaneLive for the rest of the show. Subscribe, follow, link up your Amazon or pay a few bucks for no commercials. I don't know. Whatever. And, of course, the second platform, Patreon. Patreon.com/EricZane. Thousands of episodes of different shows available for you there. Of the 1,000 or 3,000 plus, there is 78, soon to be 79 episodes of Who Are These Free Beers? One of our top-level shows on there that people just love to take advantage of as part of their subscription membership. $5 a month for audio, $10 a month for audio, video, live streams. Pay for the year, save 10%. And that has a free trial, all of that, Patreon. So sign up for 7 days free. If you cancel it before the 7 days, that's it. That's the end of it. You can only do that once, then you pay nothing. If after a few days you're like, I love this, let's let it ride, it'll charge you what you signed up for, $5 or $10 a month. Hell, you can even sign up for it and 1 minute later cancel it, and you're still getting the 7 days free. All right, I'm going to kick you folks out that are on Kick, YouTube, and Facebook. Thank you. Let's see. What am I talking about here right now? God, I did not get my sponsor reads ready. God, come on. So many steps that I should know like the back of my hand, and sometimes I forget them. On Tuesdays, I love to talk about several great sponsors, including Pinball Land. Head over to Pinball Land. Come as you are. Just walk in. And play unlimited pinball and retro arcade games. Some of those retro arcade games have like thousands of games on them. If there's a game that you're like, do you have this, but you don't see it? Hey, you don't have this. Can you get it? Oh, we do have it. We do have Robotron. Head over to Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan, and hang out. $9 for an hour gets you unlimited play. $15 for 2 hours. $20 for a whole day. Bring your friends. Bring your family. You're going to love it. We're working on our next pinball event right now. Piano Finger Banger says, did you just pop a weed gummy? No, I haven't used cannabis since, I think, like 1992 or 1993. No, that's a Vicks throat lozenge. I talked about this. My vocal cords, and I don't know if what's bringing this on, if it's age, use, or fitness level, but if I don't take these numbing lozenges, I cannot continue because it's painful. Branjo says, I might be able to give you a free ride on the website. You know, whatever we work out, we'll see. Man Bun says, you were about to do some ads, I think, but then I asked about the audio I sent, and then I got the Amazon Prime beat up. Piano Finger Banger says, we never got the NFL fight. Oh, it's coming. It's coming. We got time. Relax. Got nothing but time. Thank you to Skydive Grand Haven. I want you to be part of the first Eric Zane Show podcast, Summertime Air Orgy. In the summertime, we're all going to meet at Skydive Grand Haven, and we're going to take to the skies like the British Royal Air Force, and then we're all going to jump out of airplanes, tandem style. The tandem jump is $199 right now through Black Friday on the Eric Zane Show podcast special. It was $299. You can save $100 right now. SkydiveGrandHaven.com. If you wait too long, it's going to leave. So buy it now and then get ready for the first ever air orgy. Now, we're not really having an orgy, but it just sounds funny. So if you're uptight and you don't like comedy, shut up. SkydiveGrandHaven.com. Click at the top where it says shop gift certificates, and there's all sorts of buttons that show up on the screen. Click on the one that says $199 Black Friday. Pay your money and get ready. Give it away as a gift for somebody for the holidays, or give a gift to yourself, or maybe you've just always wanted to jump out of an airplane. Confirmed already are the Kuipers brothers, myself, and the guy who plays Finn at the Grand Rapids Griffins games, Ryan Leister. Fun fact about him, years ago, he was following some local rich guy who, you hear about this from time to time, local rich guy in whatever community will bury a treasure and then start posting cryptic clues somewhere. And then the word spreads like wildfire that rich guy is giving away gold or whatever. Ryan was following one of those, and he figured it out, and he found like a treasure that was like under. Like, you ever see that scene in Shawshank when Red finds the box of cash that Andy Dufresne left him underneath the rock that looked like it has no earthly business of being there underneath the tree in the middle of the meadow? It was like that. Fucking Leister found a treasure full of like coins from Blackbeard the Pirate or some shit. All right, so that's the first ever air orgy coming up in the summer with Skydive Grand Haven. There was a guy that did back in the 90s. My coworker was obsessed. Tyler says I was doing that treasure hunt too. Shit, now I want to get him on. Hang on, I'll get to the football story. Don't worry, it's coming. This guy's one of the sweetest people on the planet.
Hello.
Hey, it's EZ live on the show. How are you?
What's up, Zane? How you doing?
I'm doing well, Ryan. I was talking about jumping out of airplanes.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait.
It's going to be awesome. We're going to have a bring up a an air force of planes, and everybody's going to jump out.
That is incredible. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Are we good? Oh, gosh. I've seen those things on YouTube or whatever. You all join hands and join together, sing a Kumbaya song?
I don't know if that's going to happen because of the experience level, but it's definitely going to be a day full of air orgy.
Yes, the Mile High Club.
I was just discussing the people that are going to be part of it, and your name came up, and I said, I was giving the background of when you found that treasure.
Yes.
How long ago was that, like 3-4 years ago?
That was in 2020. So, yeah, during COVID, I found that in April. Or, no, it was Thanksgiving. Or, no, when was that? Anyway, Halloween weekend.
So just over 5 years ago, some rich dude left a treasure.
Yeah, he left a treasure in the woods. He took everything out of his vault and his display case at a jewelry store, and he hid it in 8 counties in Michigan, and he sold riddles for all those counties. And I ended up buying one, and we solved the riddle, went into the woods, and found $8,000 in treasure.
Was anyone next to you when you actually found the actual location and saw the treasure on the ground?
Nobody from outside our team was around us.
So there might have been someone else standing next to you?
There was nobody next to me when I found it. So okay. I went nuts first, and then my guys heard me screaming, and then they ran down to me.
Oh, my God. So take me through real quick when you're not at the treasure site and you're like, I think we've got this figured out, guys. I think we got a shot.
So, yeah, so we went to a couple different parks. We went to nature centers, and everything from the riddle makes sense. And then you're going off these trails and you find a geocache, and you all of a sudden get all excited because you think it's the treasure. And all of a sudden it's this little thing with pieces that people put in there. It's very sad.
So,
geocaching is fun, but yeah, not when you're looking for $8,000.
My God. And now his guy who left it there, is he passed on or is he still with us?
No. So he's still with us, and he still does a thing for Johnny's Treasure Quest where he sells like Willy Wonka chocolate bars in the winter, and they have golden tickets in there. And if you get a golden ticket, there's, I think, 1 in 10 tickets. And then you go to a Great American Treasure Hunt with a chance to win $100,000 in gold and silver and everything.
Is this something you still participate in?
Yes.
Okay.
Just not the riddles itself in the parks, but I do the chocolate bars and all this other stuff as well.
That is fun. My God.
It's something to pass the time, and, you know, I don't drink anymore, so I'd rather be in the woods.
By the way, great job on that. How far are we into this great streak here?
9 years, 10 months. So I'm almost at 10 years right now. January 22nd will be 10 years.
My man. I love that part of it, too. All right. Well, you know, you just popped into my head, so I wanted to talk to you. I'm excited to see you again. I'll see you Friday, right? We got hockey Friday.
Yes. We got to keep this amazing streak up.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, Ryan, as always, it's a pleasure.
Awesome. Appreciate you, buddy. Take care.
Yeah. See you at the rink. Bye.
Bye.
Was a great athlete. Well, he's still a great athlete, but he's old as fuck now. Piano Finger Banger says, this is some City Slickers shit. Tyler says, I think it was Johnny's Treasure Quest. That's exactly what he mentioned. Let's see. Megan says, today's chat makes me wish we had GIFs. Donut Dan says, I deserve this beatdown on this one. Skip is in the chat, and he texted me. I thought he was kidding. You ever see those, hey, you need a little Jesus in your life? And you, it's actually a teeny tiny figurine of Jesus. First, I think he wanted to put, like, MAGA shit in there. Yeah, there were little Trumps. I got a bunch of these pocket Trumps. Can we drop these into the boxes for the great food giveaway? And I wrote, LOL, you cock. And then he wrote, you liberal. And I wrote, gay. Ha ha, love the give and take. I take that as a no into slipping those into boxes. And I wrote, correct, cock. SMH, liberal dork. Love you, EZ. And I wrote, love back. What about these little gems? And I wrote, perfect. But I didn't think he's serious. No, he is. Wait a minute. Are these Jesus's or are those Mary's? I don't know what the fuck these are. I need my glasses here. So what's going on here? What are the ones in front, Mary? You know what? Fuck these stupid toys. Give them away to someone else, dick. It's a big fucking box of food. Ah, here you go. Here's a box of food and some stew. They're going to throw the shit away. Why would you do that? No. No. Stick them up your asshole, okay? Shit them out of your ass. The fuck is wrong with you? This is the first rejected help ever in the history of the great food giveaway. Megan says, who is this? Yeah, it's a Skip. Skip in the chat. He's known as Skip Hazard 08. Hey, I want to help. This is the same guy who wanted to give away, like, ramen noodles. I was like, no. We're giving away food, not shit. Just come. Just show up and be there. Don't make a spectacle of yourself and be sober and have fun. Did you buy these things, these toys specifically for this? Did you pay money for this? Megan's going to kick your ass. Kuiper says Finn is amazing at softball. Played against him a few times. Megan says, I think we can do our best work collectively when we aren't politicizing or Jesusing free food. We're just helping people. Yeah, exactly. Take it from her. So take your Jesus shit and put it up your ass. I'm kidding. I don't mean Jesus shit. You know what I mean. Don't get butt. If anybody gets butthurt by any of these jokes today, because I'm on fucking fire, I'm going to kick somebody's ass. Talking about Jeep ducks. Amy is a Jeep duck person, or she describes herself as a Jeep. Well, Bob said there should be little Trumps like the little rubber ducks that those Jeep losers collect. And Amy says she's one of those Jeep losers. Yeah, they are. It's horrible. Not just Jesus for the great food giveaway. Also got Mother Mary. No. Don't do it. Don't do it. No. This is what you do. Take your bag of Jesus and Mary, walk around downtown where the homeless people are, and then when they say, hey, can I have a dollar? You say, no, but I've got this, and see how quickly they kick your ass. Okay? That's what I want you to do. And then if you give them all away successfully without getting your entire body broken, then that is a good day. That's what I recommend you do with your Jesus and Marys. All right. And I'm just the mouthpiece, okay? I am not the boss of the Great Food Giveaway. I am the eye candy. Skip says, it won't let me type in the chat for some reason. Yeah, there might be like a word you're using, but I respect that. I won't bring the Jesus. If I did that, I'd whoop them all, LOL. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. All right. Thank God. Problem solved. Nipped it in the bud. Do you say butt or bud? Nipped it in the bud. I think you say bud. All right. So Monday Night Football, one guy is going crazy. He's all pissed off. This is after the game is done, and he wants to fight. So here he is. His own members of the team and the staff are tackling the guy to calm him down. And the guy's like, I don't care. I want to kill him. I don't like this. I'm mad about something. We don't know what he's mad at. I think he's a receiver. Something Jennings for Juwan Jennings, maybe? And here he is starting the fight. He hits this guy in the face. He's like, hey, yeah, fuck you. Okay. Now, there's a reason why he's throwing that punch, though. The last play of the game. All right. They're still pushing him away. The very last play of the game, number 7 here. This is the guy that he hits in the head. You'll barely see it. But you can see number 15 here is being engaged by number 7. Now, number 7's left arm is cocking it, and he's getting ready to throw a punch. And he punches his dick tip. Watch this. Oh! Punched him right in the cock! Oh! That's why this guy went bonkers. Watch this. Oh, right there. Look at the guy goes in the air. He hits him so hard. Ooh. If you're punched so hard in the cock that you go flying in the air, that's a cock punch. He's holding onto his dick and balls. He's like, son of a bitch. Why did you hit me in the cock? Ugh. And then the usual handshaking. It's fine. No big deal. Right in the plums. Smart, though. I mean, if you're going to try to hurt someone in pro football, you know, that's like the area that it should. I think you're supposed to wear a cup, but I think that's restrictive to some people, so they might not do that. But, I mean, he took a hell of a shot right to him. Now, I guess my question is, who gets the bigger punishment? Guy who punched dude in the balls, or guy after the game is over who goes after guy who punched him in the balls? In my opinion, guy who punched him in the balls, he gets a bigger punishment than guy who whatever he did after the game went after the ball puncher. Becca Shea says should be equal. Disagree. What is he supposed to do? Nothing? Be a bitch? He just got punched in the cock. Bob's here, and he mentioned this yesterday, and I didn't look it up. Did you see Tom Brady almost dropping an N-bomb, the N-word, on the Eagles broadcast Sunday? I don't like to do this, but I'm going to. Tom Brady almost N-word. Eagles Cowboys game.
Open a whole new world.
Sorry.
Of fascinating places and people.
Ancestry
for just $29.
Okay. It's safe. He pulled a free beer. This is taken from someone's TV, and they recorded it on their phone. And I think I heard the issue in the early stages of this clip.
Excuse me.
Oh, he said knicker, and then I think he went, excuse me. Is the guy's name knicker? If any of you know what's going on, is it Dickerson? Oh, okay. You see, 69's name is Dickerson, and I think he started to say, instead of Dickerson, he said knicker. If he had said Nickerson, I think it would have just been fine, but he stopped at Nicker. Not the N-word, but, I mean, that could be a tidal wave of issues. Made worse by him going, excuse me.
Excuse me. Lanny Dickerson right there. Excuse me.
All right, and then this guy's. All right, now we pick it up. It looks like this this content creator is going to talk about this, and I don't know. This might be like a special soul here. He's a fan of Cam Ward. He's oddly lit room.
You heard it there, everybody. Tom Brady on the Fox TV broadcast. Between the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles, breaking down that play. A slippage of the tongue, a tongue twister.
So one of you wrote, it looks like this guy lives in a storage unit. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square. 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh. What a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
And Tom Brady, you can be the judge there. Did you think he said what you think he said?
No. Asshole.
Wasn't on purpose.
It looks like R-word Harry Osborn from the comics. Spider-Man. No one gets that. No one knows that reference.
As he was talking about Eagles offensive lineman Landon Dickerson. But that word has gotten broadcasters fired before, presumably Dwayne Kuiper.
Oakland A's.
Glenn Kuiper. Dwayne Kuiper's the older brother. The the brother, but Kiper, the former broadcaster, the play-by-play man of the A's. So your ears here can be the judge.
Yeah, shut up, idiot. Watch, I'll click on this. He's got 95 million views on this, probably. We could be in for the best for- yeah, 24,000 views. This dude. That's annoying as shit. Stevie fires off. He looks like he has a 300-point credit score. Matt says, EZ, say the word so we can compare. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says he sounds like Blind's, hey, Eric, Blind Saul. And he looks like McLovin. Why does he talk so slow? Becca Shea, about the actual saying of it, Dickerson, she says, you know, Tom Brady says that word all the time. That just doesn't slip out if you don't. I've heard that before, and I've said that before. So that would give us Tom Brady would then be a regular. I bet you a lot of people think that. There's probably a lot of people. I mean, why in the world can you, like Tyler says, Brady's thought process during this, oops, I'm about to say Nickerson. Oops, it sounded like I said N-word. Oops, I just awkwardly laughed like a prepubescent dork. So, yeah, I can promise you there will be a lot of people, and thank you, Bob, for bringing this up. I was not. That's the first time I heard it. What? I mean, if the guy's first name was like Nolan, you could, there's a, you know, that adds to your claim that that was a fleeting, innocent moment. I think if you're Tom Brady, if you lose a few people who think that you're a racist, it's probably not going to move the meter. And I think with this one moment, it's termed as fleeting. I don't know. Not 100%. But so I think that you hear about that a lot whenever there's a accidental saying of it. Oh my God, you say that all the time. You know, I can't rule out. I mean, if I accidentally say that one day, I mean, I don't know. I can't predict the future. If that were to ever happen, though, I'm pretty confident that if there was any twisting of the wires in my brain, I think that I would only get out the first syllable of that word. And then I'd scream and probably end the stream. And I can't say what else I would do at that point. But I'm reasonably confident that if I even did that, I would be in trouble. Everything would evaporate in front of me that I've worked so hard to build. Skip says that as a white person seems way worse than any swear word. Oh, without a doubt. In general, it is. Yeah, that's no fun. I don't have a problem. In fact, I love it, frankly, when black people say it. And I'm often asked why. Why is that okay? And I always answer, I do not know, and I don't want to speculate. It's not mine. And I can only worry about me. And I'm not using it. But if my beloved black brothers and sisters use it, I'm going to laugh and say, That's awesome. It's hilarious. Because it's either used in the context of trying to talk shit or, well, that's usually how I hear it, you know? And when I hear it in that context, it's just fucking funny to me. I don't know why that is. And I have nothing further to say about it. And you can say to me, well, it should be bad if any person says it. And I go, well, I don't agree with that at all. All I know is I can't and I won't. And that's it. If anybody tries to sneak it in, you can go fuck yourself. Skip says, funny how the double standard just works. Yes, it defies the double standard. It's a single standard. There's only one bad standard. And the bad standard is everyone except my African-American brothers and sisters. If they choose to use that, I don't get in the way of that. I don't criticize that. I said, fuck that shit. Go for it. And I don't, even just me speculating as to why that is insanity. Becca Shea, who I look to her as an authority for these things, her husband is African American. She says when white people say it, it's used as a derogatory word. When a black person says it, it's a term of endearment. I'm so glad that you said that. Out of all the good things that happen to me on a daily basis and will happen to me today, that right there might be the best thing. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, that's one reason why you need to get moving on the next book in Book Club, EZ. 100%. It's written by a black man. I like being able to say things as a white guy. And then, by chance, if a black person hears it, they go, you're goddamn right. Or, he knows what the fuck he's talking about. That's a smart man right there. Like, if I can win approval of black people, to me, that's clout. That's important. That's, if I can earn the respect of the black man or the black woman, at the end of the day, I'm like, right there. Right there. Star on the forehead. High point of my day. Thank you very much. All right. Before I continue any further, Matt says, it's written weird. I don't even want to read it the way you wrote it. In fact, I don't even want to read that. I don't know why. It just feels weird. Am I the only one that thinks that Matt's comment feels weird? Megan, is that why you wrote oof? Because of the comment? Okay. All right. So, Matt, I'm just letting you know there are people that are not happy with that. I think that that would be looked at as a negative thing, what you just said there. Felt weird to me when I read it. I went, ooh, I don't know if I should read that. Maureen writes, who's last week at an outreach stop, a bunch of kids were calling each other N-word with hard R. I went to the door and a lady inside said, there's a white lady at the door. Wait a minute. If people were saying it with a hard R, was it white people saying that with a hard R? Matt says something else. I'm not reading it. It feels like he's opening up a Pandora's box, one that I do not care to open. Stevie says, I don't know. I blocked Matt. Okay, so if Stevie blocked Matt, that tells me that Matt may have said something that annoyed Stevie. Now, I love everybody here, as you all know that. So I'm guessing that Matt may be one of the MAGA audience, which, you know, I love my MAGA audience members just as much as I like the other ones. Everyone else, I should say. Maureen says, these were African-American children that were using the hard R. I bet that was awkward. I bet you're like, oh, I'm just going to not react and keep my head down and do some outreach. Yeah, that makes it a little bit painful. I don't want to be here. So Matt got blocked. Stevie, who else have you blocked? I need to know names. Who else is in the Stevie block holster? Megan says, I love the quote, there's a white girl at the door, LOLs. All right. I will move on. This is going around. It is, I think... Afton Ben is the name. A-F-T-T-H. Wait a minute. A-F-T-Y-N. A-F-T-Y-N. Last name B-E-H-N. She is a member of the Tennessee House of Representatives. Why is she in the news, though? Because an old video of her from 2019 is going around. And I can't figure out why. It's a video of her... pissed off about something and trying to like sneak in, go into the governor's office of Tennessee, and the cops stop her from doing that. I'll get to it in a second. News. She was recently on the news. Fox News reports she was she dodges questions on past support for defunding police in contentious interview. I remember when that was a big thing about, hey, we got to defund the police. Every time you turned around, there were people trying to defund the police, which I always thought sounded counterproductive, frankly. All right, I hit skip ad, and it's not skipping. I should have skipped, and it's not skipping. I don't like that.
In 2020, you made some tweets that have since been deleted that were very critical of police. You said in those since deleted tweets that the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department should be dissolved. Another cheered on a teachers union saying that defund the police should be a requirement for schools reopening. And another saying good morning, especially to the 54% of Americans that believe burning down a police station is justified. 2020 was obviously a very fraught year. Do you still stand by those comments?
Great question. I love this. I don't give a shit what network this is on. That's a great question to ask. It's a great opportunity for her to actually make this a positive somehow. But does it work that way?
I don't think so. Is there anything you want to clarify?
I'm not going to engage in cable news talking points, but what I will say is that you know, our communities need solutions. We need local people deciding, solving local problems with local solutions. And that's not the overreach of a federal government or state government of which we are dealing with in Nashville and our city.
She's got the voice of a clapped out chick.
He's across the state of Tennessee.
So you don't want to clarify whether you still believe that the police should be defunded?
Once again, I don't remember these tweets, but what I'm saying is that
asking you if you remember. What is your position today? How's that on this issue?
I mean, I'm here to talk about my race, which is in literally 9 days, and talking about affordability, which seems to be the number one issue across the district.
It says. Okay, and then it talks. Okay, so that was a little bit awkward. Not a bad question. Yoda World says it's a yes or a no. Megan says, so she doesn't know the answer. Donut Dan says, LOL, right. Deflect, deflect, deflect. This comes up based on what we just saw. Someone else said, hey, this is, and this video is resurfacing what I'm about to show you. What I'm about to show you was from 2019. Afton Ben, she made a break for the governor of Tennessee, Governor Lee's office. And they said, you can't go in there. They stopped her. She broke free and she took off again. And she's in the pink top with the green dress, I guess. And they make a run for her. Watch this. And watch her reaction. So they pulled her out of there, and she's screaming like she's getting beaten like Rodney King. And all they did was put their hands on her and say, you cannot go in there. They're doing their job. They didn't speak. Are you okay? Well, yeah, she's okay. She's just was removed from the governor's office.
Sorry, that was completely unnecessary.
That's not true at all. It was totally necessary. All these dudes are like, are you kidding me? Be ashamed of yourself. She's giving them the old, you should be ashamed of yourself. At the time, the governor there was a sexual harassment claim against one of the people that worked in the governor's office, and they weren't happy with how that claim against whoever was being handled. So it led to this moment that you just saw.
That is unreasonable. Y'all should be ashamed.
Disagree. Now here she is. You'll notice. She's on her phone. Oh, no, she isn't. Sorry, I thought she was. I think she picks it up, though. No, she's still very, very hurt. I think that she might be embellishing this. There she is. She's on the phone now. Time to post. She wasn't posting anything. I'm just saying that. I think that's too much. I think her response, I think that that was actually an appropriate response. Skip says, got to get some sleep. Love y'all. Stay engaged. Tyler says, she sounds like my 3-year-old when I tell him he can't have ice cream for dinner. Bread Bulk Brain Chris says, now give that one the taser for good measure. I don't know if that's going to work. Megan says, are they wasting the Lord's nugs down there. I don't know what that means. MAGA Matt says, ICE should be gathering up people like this. You never see an illegal alien pull this shit. Donut Dan says, all stage with cameras for dramatic effect. Yoda Roll says there was a bag of Chick-fil-A. I assume it's in reference to that. Oh, I missed that. I didn't see that. By the way, way overrated nugs there. No. No way. Well, that was a little bit much. All right. Before we do anything else, I want to say hello to a couple more sponsors. Merchant Automotive. This is a local sponsor right here in West Michigan. Well, they all are, but this one's unique because you can take your diesel engine Allison transmission vehicle to be repaired there if you get in the weeds. And it's also a worldwide sponsor because you can shop their different kits that they sell. They manufacture them all there. Various up-to-specs kits to help your vehicle with a Duramax engine or a Allison transmission run better. You can shop online at merchant-automotive.com. Merchant-automotive.com. And if your diesel truck with a Duramax engine or an Allison transmission, Duramax engine or Allison transmission is giving you issues, which is probably not. Those are great pieces of equipment. You can drop it off at Merchant Automotive. You know, with a specialized piece of equipment like that, you can't just drop it off to anybody. You have to have a specialized tech team that's well-trained on those two components, Duramax engines or Allison transmissions. Shop online as well at merchant-automotive.com. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage reminds you, buy now, refinance later. Call them at 231-332-6505, 231-332-6505 from anywhere in the U.S. Frank Fuss can help you with your Obamacare / Affordable Care Act health policy. If you get your insurance through the Affordable Care Act like I do, if it is a bad move to simply let 2025 insurance roll over to 2026 insurance. You want to have Frank take a look at your policy because the cost of it is going to go up. And so Frank can work some of his Frank Fuss voodoo insurance magic and make it so that you aren't left holding the bag. To get more information about this, and Frank's time is free for you to use, go to appointmentwithfrank.com. You will never give Frank any money. He's putting you into Affordable Care Act insurance policies as your licensed independent insurance agent / broker. That's how he makes his money. I swear by Frank, and he's made us very happy and feel very safe with the health insurance that we have thanks to Frank. Appointmentwithfrank.com. is where you go. Finally today, Kuiper Tree Care, that great group of folks, are in West Michigan. And if you have a need to take down a tree, or perhaps you've got some storm damage, or you need a stump ground down, for God's sake, call upon Kuiper Tree Care. K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com. Thank you so much for them. They recently brought a tree down from audience member Aaron S. And you are amazing. Thank you, Kuiper Tree Care. We're getting nominations that are rolling in for the asshole of the day. And, as the show is winding down, a couple of members of the chat are being looked at with a raised eyebrow. Badger wrote something horrible about chick having the temper tantrum after being escorted out of the governor's office. Can't read that one. Nick throws a nomination for the asshole of the day is the chat. Now, I don't think you can blame the whole chat. But today, and that's a very valid point, I think, to nominate the chat, or maybe some people in the chat. Definitely not the whole chat. Donut Dan nominates his website for the asshole of the day. And I'm going to roll with that one. So there you go. Donut Dan's website is the asshole of the day on this here edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Thank you for being part of it. Follow on Twitch. Join me on Patreon. All that fun stuff. I'll be doing Patreon show a little bit later on. That is my time for today. I'll talk to you later. Have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.